welcome to our brand new, never recorded, first time Fights of the Roundtable. Well, it feels that way at least. We are back after a brief hiatus of months of being away. We're going to blame it on the hurricane. So we're happy to be back. We've missed you all, both of you. And we're ready to get back.
There are literally dozens of us.
There's literally dozens of us. We're going to do an episode today that is most believable conspiracy theory, right? That's what we decided on.
Yes.
Right. Who is we?
Who is we? Now, because some of these are going to have a little bit of explanation and a lot of arguing, we're only doing eight tonight. So Edson is going to be our host. Excellent. Thing, who's going to rattle off our matchups.
Alrighty. So.
Are we not introducing ourselves?
I guess. No.
I gave it a try. And
I know. You did. That was great. You like threw it out there and it just.
Yeah. Okay. So in my defense, I was ignoring you. but to my left, who I'm ignoring is, like how I'm pointing as if people can see this, is John Avery.
What's up?
Followed by Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
Continuing with Matt Swearingen.
Ayo.
And rounding out the team, John Dobson. All right. And I'm Josh Hurth, but that doesn't matter.
Nobody cares.
Exactly.
All right.
Nobody cared about the rest of us either.
So for our conspiracy theories tonight, in order, ranked order, we're going to be discussing the JFK assassination, the moon landing, mattress stores are a front for the mafia, the Denver airport conspiracy, Area 51 has aliens, the Illuminati and the New World Order, we live in a simulation of the Matrix, and the Earth is flat.
Allegedly.
So that's new. No, I mean, like, we've never rattled off all of them before. That's a new thing.
Well, it's a new year.
It's a new year. New you.
New us. So, starting off our bracket, the JFK assassination versus Flat Earth.
Okay. Now, before we get started, I have some questions.
Didn't we already start?
Shut up. We are saying that this is the most believable. Now, are we saying that we believe these, or are we saying that these are the most believable for multiple people?
For the sheep.
For the sheep. Sheeple.
I think us / general population. Like, I think it should be a little of both.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I think we can.
If it's just a whole bunch of people believe it, but we all think that, like, how would anybody believe it? It's not the most believable.
Correct, but we're right.
Yes.
Correct.
So, okay. All right, yeah. So make sure.
Yeah.
So it's us.
Okay, that's. Once again, we're the only ones that matter.
Yes.
Cool. Cool.
And even whichever one is voted most believable, doesn't mean I actually believe it.
True.
It might only have a 20% chance, but nothing more than a 20%
chance. I might
chance.
Not believe it now, but probably you guys will.
It fits me.
Fair. All right. JFK versus, what was the other?
The Flat Earth. Flat Earth.
All right. So this is the conspiracy theory that JFK was assassinated by the U.S. government.
Correct.
You know,
we're going specific U.S. government?
Who else is it?
Or any government, but.
Okay.
I mean, so I've been.
I would go the mob.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking too, actually.
Yeah. So, all right. I believe it was the mob. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. We probably could have honed in on this ahead of time.
I feel like we were kind of keying in on some of the other ones a little bit harder than this one, so didn't do our research.
Well, some also got real interesting real quick.
Yeah.
Right, so
it was hard to land that plane.
Do you know what might have changed the outcome? If the Earth was flat.
So, but we're talking about that there is a conspiracy attached to the JFK assassination, of which there are multiple believable ones, versus Flat Earth, which is disproved in so many ways.
No,
sometimes
I think you're wrong,
Matt.
I've seen videos on the internet that show people who've done the experiments, and those videos always show it not working.
It's so true. We were talking about this. Those internet videos where flat earthers do experiments and then disprove their own theory are one of my favorite internet things. So
yep,
they always go the same way, where they're like, and you see, if the Earth was round, it would. Well, that's interesting.
it would do that.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that JFK, more believable.
Really? Yeah, I don't think the Earth's... I mean, we're getting into some of the later topics
that
have already been spoiled by Edson. But like, if we've been to the moon and if we've gone to space, we've seen that the Earth is not flat. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's more proof that the Earth is round than there is that JFK's assassin was working alone.
Even if we've never been to the moon, if somebody's orbited the Earth, which is a much more frequent thing, like mm-hmm. there's only a few moon landings in history, there's a lot of times and a lot of people.
There are currently people orbiting the Earth.
Yes.
Yeah, if you believe that.
That's what they want you to think.
Right. You know what? All those people are, a lot of those people are dead.
John Glenn's a hero, all right?
These colors don't run. All right. So, yeah, I'm with you, Matt. I think that it's definitely more believable that there was a cover-up, there was involvement, there was whatever you want to call it for JFK's assassination, way more believable than Flat Earth. Take that, Kyrie.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know that you can argue against a JFK conspiracy theory because, like, there, a lot of them are believable.
All of them.
Yeah, even the conflicting ones.
Well, it's funny because when you read the Wikipedia entry for the JFK assassination conspiracy theories, it says, these theories allege the involvement of the CIA, the Mafia, Vice President Lyndon Johnson, Cuban Prime Minister Fidel Castro, the KGB, or some combination of these individuals and entities. So I just imagine them all getting together in one room. We're like, this guy's got to go, right?
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right. The political Golden State Warriors.
Listen, all I'm saying is don't rule out Joe DiMaggio. I think he's still upset about Marilyn Monroe.
Fair.
So.
All right, so... Can we vote?
JFK.
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 Moon landing.
That's not what we're doing.
Oh, my bad. Then JFK.
Just like old times.
Yeah. And we're back.
Edson doesn't miss a beat.
Which one are we on?
Wait, no, start over.
So, speaking of moon landings... That happens to be our next bracket.
Nice segue.
The moon landing didn't actually happen versus we all live in a Matrix simulation.
We've all seen the glitches. That's all I'm saying.
This is true.
It's called deja vu.
I feel like I get that more often than I ever did like in the last 2 years, and it freaks me out every time. I'm like, what? How? Why do I know this feeling? I don't like it.
See, I feel like it happened more when I was younger.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting.
I also sleep a lot
they
less.
They
fixed
the code on me. They
fixed the code. They worked out your bugs. Mine are still there.
Well, you're taller, Matt, so maybe they're working from the top down.
That's,
so they just haven't gotten to John yet.
Jerk.
That makes sense.
Seriously.
I mean.
Don't bring it up me. Bring it up with the architect.
So, I've been watching The Blacklist recently, which is a great show. And the more I watch it, the more I'm like, yeah, like I could see our government doing something like that. And I'm thinking through, like, I, for now, believe that we landed on the moon. But we really wanted to be ahead of Russia in
we
the
were.
Space race.
We are.
We are.
We always will be.
Well, I mean,
Ukraine,
yeah, the Russian...
I'm pretty sure we're always going to win this fight.
Yeah, the Russian module at the space station was leaking something recently. So, you know, go America, go SpaceX. They're going to save the day on that one. But I find it more believable that they could have staged something to make it look like we landed on the moon to beat Russia in something that we didn't actually beat them in.
But what's less believable is that no one in that room told anybody that they know. That would have leaked so fast.
How do we know the people that they say were in that room were actually the ones in that room?
Ooh. So you fooled? Like, they fooled everybody in that room to think that they were actually on the moon?
No, they killed them all.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, no.
They replaced them with people who are like-minded.
There was no trickery or tomfoolery.
All of their families?
Yeah. Well, this is the U.S. government we're talking about. I mean, I'm not talking about it. John Dobson was talking about it, so I just want that to be on the record.
Fair enough.
Here's my problem with that. I've seen what our U.S. government can do, and they screw up all the time. So,
well,
I can't imagine them doing.
I'm not
well
saying
at
they
that.
Don't, but like at some point, it's the same thing as the spread information. If you end up killing enough family, it's just going to keep going down the line. It's a lot of people dead all at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, how many people do you really need to have in that room for the moon landing?
I feel like it would have taken a decent production staff to make it look believable.
Have you seen those videos? That's not believable.
Like, think about movies in that time period.
Have any of you seen MythBusters? I'm pretty sure that they debunked this moon landing thing.
They did.
Oh yeah,
they did.
Yeah, they've definitely done.
I'm sure.
So then here's my thing. I feel like us living in a simulation is much more believable than the moon landing never happened.
Why?
I mean,
harder to disprove.
It's much harder to disprove. The whole deja vu matrix glitch thing actually feels like it happens a lot to me too.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The height thing has some validation because those are the two shortest people in the group.
Ta-da.
See? It's science. Don't worry about it.
I feel like that's if of the two that are believable, I feel that the us living in a simulation is more believable than a moon landing.
Yeah,
and it also would not have just been the people in that room. It's everyone who was part of the planning, the arranging, the area where it was staged, like... There's too many people that would have come in some contact with it. Somebody would have been like, hey, I got to tell you what we just did today.
Okay. So if that's true, then who is the architect of the simulation that we live in?
We don't know. I haven't gotten outside the simulation yet.
I mean, that's my thing. Like, you
do
think
the programs
about...
on my computer know they're on my computer? No.
Well, that you know of.
Right. Think about the implications of what you're saying with the simulation thing. I mean, that affects your family, your faith.
Yes.
Go back to the beginning where I don't actually believe this, but the percentages are higher.
I don't believe either of these. I'm going to say that I think it's more likely that the U.S. government pulled off faking a moon landing than it is that everything... that I think feel experience is fake.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree. Yeah.
All reality
I don't know
is
that,
fake.
And that's exactly the way I would put it too.
I would just like to put in a plug for a podcast called What We Saw, talking about the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing, which was
so good.
An amazing
was really good.
Four episodes, well worth your time.
Yep.
You totally listen to it.
Agreed.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
But after you listen to this episode.
Of course, you have to finish this first. And then realize that the moon landing did actually happen. Ergo, the simulations are more believable. Just saying.
I mean, you're just saying, but you're saying that it is more believable only because the other one is not believable.
Correct. I mean, that would be my argument, is that because the...
So you're more willing to say that the moon landing for sure happened, like you have a higher chance of doubt in that like all of reality is fake.
Yes.
Okay.
Than just one thing. Like one
got
thing
faked
we saw
one time.
Yeah. No. 100%. Listen, I didn't say it was logical.
Also, if we're living in a simulation, the moon landing was faked too.
Right. So
I never thought about that. That is a fair point.
In a different way.
But it still wins. So even if you vote either way, moon landing moves on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when I think of the Matrix and us living in a simulation, I view it more like the Truman Show than I do the Matrix, whereas like something else is out there controlling what we, who
dance
we are, what we
puppets.
Do. Yeah.
So to clarify, is this all moon landings or just Apollo 11? Because like there were subsequent missions. That's the other thing. We'd have had to keep faking it.
But the production got messed up on Apollo 13.
No, I saw it. It was a good movie.
Okay. Tom Hanks is great.
What a great film.
You know, the follow-up missions, does throw a wrench into it being a believable conspiracy theory, though.
Does it?
Yes, I just said that.
So the conspiracy is just that the first one was faked.
Right.
In the sense of, like, we had to get there first.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, oh, okay, I get that.
Okay, okay. Pretty close.
Sorry. So now that we've never been to
the actually, the subsequent ones having happened makes it more believable that they could have pulled off faking the first one. Because all the people working on it would have believed it because they were close enough that it tracks, and you would have only needed to fool a small amount of people.
Inside.
Yeah, because at that point, they had already sent rockets to space. They had brought capsules back with people. Like, people had gone into orbit.
The Russians murdered a dog.
And back in. Right. Like, so it was believable that we could get to space.
Right. Well, I mean, Russia had already been there.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So they beat us.
That's what they told us.
That's what they told us.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's not the subsequent ones. It's just, like, the quintessential moon landing was fake. Yes.
Okay. That's fair. So, I can get behind that.
And actually, yeah, it really doesn't make it so much easier for me. Because if you think about, like, all of it's fake and we've never been to the moon, period. Like,
that's
the
garbage.
Amount of people involved in making those missions happen to fool all of them. Or get all of them to agree to lie.
Whereas you're talking about the three guys who landed on the moon. All right, I'm swinging back in that direction then. Because I could believe Apollo 11, three guys lying for the good of the country.
Well, and right? Two of them didn't, or one of them didn't even get to, like, step onto the moon.
Right.
Right. So.
Quick, what's his name? Anybody?
That didn't step on the moon?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. No?
Which well, is it was Neil and Buzz were on.
Yeah, got Armstrong to lie.
Right.
Michael Collins.
Everybody will know your name forever.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, here's the deal. Yeah, exactly right. So you're an astronaut, and we're going to make you a hero for the rest of your life. Everywhere you go, you are a hero. I mean, not Russia, but everywhere else.
Your name will be known more than a lot of presidents.
Yeah.
Well, of course Neil was in on it. Like, if that was going to be the case.
Sure, he was
in I'm not worried
church,
about
but
Neil.
Whatever.
I'm worried about the production assistant.
Although
who got
I
yelled
the same
at him
thing.
Six times
totally
and was like,
lie.
Well,
but
fine, I'm going
to
go tell somebody.
For the good nation.
You don't need to worry about that production assistant because he had that accident where he fell off the scaffolding and died. That's a poor guy. Accidents happen is all I'm saying. Like, so you know, moon landing.
Like accidents in the code.
Also, props to Collins for, like, being willing to go and, like, never step foot on the moon.
I'd have jumped out anyway.
Right.
First
okay.
Man to belly 100%. Flop on the moon.
I tied a rope. It's okay.
I did not fly all this way to just look at it.
Oh, it's all frustrating.
Anyway, I think we should probably vote.
Yeah.
All
the
right.
More believable thing.
Moon landing.
One for moon landing.
Moon landing.
I'm going to say the Matrix.
Matrix.
The moon landing being
search your digital feelings.
I've unplugged, so deal with it. Moon landing is more believable that it's faked than a worldwide Matrix system.
All right. Next up on the list, mattress stores are a front for the mafia.
True.
Versus the Illuminati and the New World Order.
Also true.
It's actually a really good matchup.
It is.
Okay. I'm very certain that mattress stores are a front.
Yes.
They
yes.
have to be a front.
There's no way. There's way too many of them all over the country. They're everywhere. You buy one mattress, it's, I mean, they're not cheap.
No.
But, well, in the lifespan. Like,
right. But still, I'm buying
yeah,
one
who
mattress
here
every
has
time
bought
I
a
buy.
Mattress in the last 5 years?
I bought one when I got married.
But,
no,
but,
I bought one for,
but
my,
all,
I bought one for
okay,
my son.
But I didn't buy it from a mattress store. So.
Yes.
Oh, wait, did yours fall off the back of a truck?
No, I ordered it online.
From a mattress store.
No, from
not,
Amazon.
Not from a brick-and-mortar mattress store that's taking a valuable retail space
valuable
where the rent is sky space. High for them to just have all this. Well, they don't even store the stuff there. That's the other thing. It's like, there's no inventory. You have to go to this place. They don't let you jump from bed to bed. I found that out. But they don't even let you sleep there overnight. It's ridiculous. And they expect you to drop
he
thousands
also found
of dollars.
That out.
There are more than 10 mattress stores in like a 5 mile stretch of 41.
I want to know.
And some of them are
the
yeah,
yeah, and like
yes.
some of them, like Mattress Firm has multiple locations on there,
and
people don't buy that many mattresses.
And when I drive by at 11 o'clock at night, why is the open light still on? Like the lights are all on. I mean, it seems
no. They are definitely...
They couldn't wake Jim up.
Any mattress store.
Guys, there are mattress firms on both sides of Pine Island Road directly across from...
Yes! There's 10 in Cape Coral.
Yes! Okay, 10. Okay, hold on.
So think about this. Let's literally do the math. Cape Coral has 200,000 residents.
Yes.
Okay? Here we go.
For those of you listening, there is a calculator involved.
Okay. So let's say that on average... A new mattress is bought for each of those 200,000 residents every how many years?
Three? Five?
5 years.
Seven?
I would say,
for me, it's like a decade plus. So
Right. So just go five for the average.
Right.
Okay. Because some people
also,
are buying new every year.
Not, not like every resident is buying their own mattress.
No, because, right, exactly.
Yeah, Mary, anybody who's sharing a bed.
Right.
So if you just take a married... Well, a parent, because you're going to have a mattress either way. And what's the average 2.3 kids per household or whatever?
Yes, right.
So, like,
exactly how many
two kids. So, three mattresses per residence. Mm-hmm. So, that's what? 600,000 mattresses.
Well, no. I'm saying that's not residences. That's residents. So there's 200,000 people.
Right. Okay.
So, you're saying... we should go ahead and take off... A quarter of that.
Yeah.
Because of married people. So
150,000.
150,000. And we're going to say 5 years, which is a very frequent, honestly, number.
I'll be upset if I'm buying a mattress in 5 years.
All right. So 750,000 mattresses in 5 years.
No. It's divided by, right?
Okay. Now divide that out by
They're buying it every. So you're saying that 30,000 mattresses are purchased a year.
Why are we trying to do our own math?
Because. For the city of Cape Coral.
Well, between... Okay, so wait.
Which comes out to 82 mattresses a day across 10 stores.
Right.
So each store is only selling 8 mattresses a day.
So it sounds like the stores can stay open.
Yeah, because if you just look
How many of those are like Walmart mattresses that are twin mattresses that are $60?
Okay, that's true.
Amazon, and you've got all these online companies that sell beds. I mean, there's dozens of them out there now.
But even if it was all mattress stores, if we're actually talking 8 sales per day, I don't feel like that's sustainable business.
Totally sustainable.
Right.
Have you tried to buy a mattress lately?
Yeah, I bought the floor one for $450 for a king. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Not what we did.
That's 100 grand a month.
Okay, but 100 grand a month divided by 10 stores.
That's if they're
all... No, for each store.
But that's if they're all purchased in stores.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you're talking about if 8 mattresses are purchased in a store every day.
I don't think 8 mattresses are purchased.
But what are you using for a value per mattress?
$450, because that's what he said for his.
We know they're higher. Right, the average.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
in that store, it's
so I was going by with a low number.
We should look
that up. I was saying before we start doing math, and people just start
a lot of these beds are twins.
Yeah,
2/3 of the beds that we factored in here are twins.
I'm just saying,
not kings.
It's very. I think it's possible.
We went fancy on this last mattress.
So, but when you were in the mattress store, what would you say the average number of a or price of a king size mattress would be?
Like $899.
So let's figure, because of all the other mattresses in there, $600, $650 on an average mattress price when you factor in all the different types of mattresses.
We need to figure out what percentage of mattresses we think are actually being sold in mattress stores. Because I've purchased 2 mattresses for my family in the last 8 years, one for Abby and I and one for my son Tyler.
He's such a nice dad. I don't buy mattresses for my kids.
And... I didn't buy either of them in mattress stores. I bought them both online.
Yeah.
And
which doesn't mean it doesn't come from a mattress store. I'm just saying.
Right, but we're talking about brick-and-mortar mattress retail.
But again, that money didn't go to support a brick-and-mortar mattress store. Like, I bought one of them from an online-only mattress retailer.
Okay.
They don't have stores.
That one, yes.
And then I bought the other one. It was an Amazon Basics kid mattress.
Right, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come from a brick-and-mortar store. Those purchases that you purchase from Amazon can come from brick-and-mortar stores.
But it's an Amazon brand. It's an Amazon Basics.
Amazon brand.
Right.
That doesn't mean it can't come from a brick-and-mortar store.
Yeah, but they don't. They come from an Amazon warehouse.
None of those came from Mattress Firm.
If I go over to Mattress Firm right now and buy it, unless I'm buying the floor model, it's probably not coming from that store. It's probably coming from a warehouse somewhere. But the sale is coming from that store. But according to Mattress Firm, you should buy a new mattress every 5 to 10 years.
So we should use their number and say 7.5.
Well, they said, so you can go buy Plan Ahead to be replace every 8. Like it's a slogan they have. Replace every 8, because that's a thing people do.
Crap, I'm overdue by like 18 years.
Right. Here, we can find a store, Mattress Firm.
But I just want everyone to know that I love my mattress. Like, I will mourn the loss of my mattress. I love that mattress so much.
The math is important to me because the price of the retail locations that they have, these aren't tucked away, hidden away. These are prime locations. The rent has to be $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
At least $12. Mattress stores in Cape Coral. There's one Chick-fil-A.
It's ridiculous.
Come on. No way it's not a front.
So
for
if we take
I also
big
can't
box
even
stores,
get their website to load. So like it's not real.
If we take that number of every 8 years and we said 150,000 mattresses and divide that by 8 years, that's only 18,000 mattresses, 18,750 mattresses a year.
So let's be okay, generous and say half of those are purchased in stores.
All right, let's say
that's
all
generous.
So now we're at 93.75, and we're going to divide that by the 10 stores. No, I'm sorry. Let's divide that by 365. So now we're down to 25 mattresses a day.
No, 2.5 mattresses a day per store.
So two and a half mattresses a day per store.
Which doesn't seem all that many.
So now if you're at technically be 2.6 times 899.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Times 30. That's $70,000 a month in sales.
That's
and
still
you're paying,
enough to keep the store open.
You're paying employees. You're paying thousands of dollars in rent.
You think $70,000 a month is to keep that store open?
It's too much. I think that's a normal small business.
Yeah, I think for what their overhead is going to be, it's only going to be your floor mattresses, your employees, and then the operating costs of the actual building itself, which they probably rent.
I feel like we should ask the people that are really in charge, who would be the Illuminati.
Yes.
And
I'm just going to
say,
what are we fighting against here?
Find out what they say, if they're actually a front for them.
All right, so mathematically,
the Illuminati
are
much
work.
More possible.
Yeah, listen, the New World Order / Illuminati of the group of people who run everything behind the scenes seems really far-fetched and insane, except for the fact that I fully believe it 100%. Like, you see it in just media, because you can control media, you can control what people think. So you can put anything out there, it doesn't matter what it is, good, bad, or indifferent, and people believe it because they saw it online, or they read it in a newspaper, or they saw it on TV.
Like the Illuminati?
Like the Illuminati, right. Okay. But
got it.
So I think it's actually very easy for powerful people to be able to control the populace.
The government?
Yeah.
Or even just if you look at the breakdown of wealth, like the top 1% own more than the rest of the world. So like, if you get enough money, you're going to be able to control anything.
And that's the stuff that like we know about.
Exactly. So, that's what they let us know.
Do you ever drive around like when you're in Miami and you see these houses that are the size of a city block?
Well, I never drive around in Miami, so.
Oh. Okay, you need to go to Miami and drive around some of these like higher end places. And you've never heard of any of the people who own these places. Where is that money coming from and who has it? Because it's not all Tom Brady's.
I mean, he's in Tampa, but.
Wow. But he lives in Miami, so.
Yes.
You know, his family doesn't, but he does. Too soon?
No.
He did this to himself.
Yeah. I don't know. I find it very, very believable, personally.
That there is a secret society or that they're actually running everything?
Yes.
I mean, definitely a secret society. That's all but confirmed. I mean,
with money comes power, and you can buy and I mean, look, we were going to jokingly be talked about earlier, Jeffrey Epstein, right? But like, that's no joke. The fact that we've only caught the people that we want to catch? What happened to all the people that have done all the horrible things that these people are being accused of, and we don't hear a word about them?
Yeah, I mean, you think about even – there's so many examples of that. Like the NFL data leaks that got John Gruden fired.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and not that he shouldn't have gotten fired.
Right, right. But
it's like there are like guys that are pretty well assumed to be
horrible human
racist
beings.
People in the higher-ups of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Right. Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team.
Former
Commanders.
Well, he still technically owns it right now.
He owns it
now. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. But the way he is the way most of those owners are.
And, like, just the emails that get John Gruden in trouble.
Right. He's not released. The only one with the paper trail. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So somebody leaked this information.
He might have been the most annoying one of the paper trail.
Well, yeah. So I find it very easy that, like, there could be people that are running governments that are planning and organizing wars, and the rest of us are just pawns in this, like Mongo, pawns in the game of life.
Yeah, I believe the mattress thing more still. So,
I do. How can you have like three of your own stores within a block of each other and it be profitable?
We just showed you. You only need to sell three a day on average.
Okay, but why are they right next to each other?
I don't know.
That's a different topic.
There's no reason for
that. They're too close to each other. The markup is insane on mattresses because they have sales like President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, first day of spring, like all
it's
these
Thursday,
sales.
Come in 30% off.
Right, like crazy, crazy markdowns.
I like it.
So
don't sleep on this deal.
Right, and we were going at $8.99 a king.
Yeah.
But if we're saying that, like, two-thirds of those are, like, twins or...
Which statistically they would be, really.
Right. So now we're down to, like, a couple $100. So I'm with Matt. I'm still holding to the mattress store being a front for mafia and laundering and that kind of thing way more believable.
Yes. And okay, every time I go in there, every time I've ever been in a mattress store, which is not that many times, I'll be fair. But there's like five salespeople in there.
Yeah.
And there's never more than one person that's buying something at a time.
Why? Why are there five salespeople in there to sell sell two mattresses all day?
Yep.
He has a point.
The math doesn't add up.
Because you got to take care of the family.
Versus like, in theory, there's a lot of money out there. Those people with money could definitely wield power. Versus something that I believe because it's every time I go in there, I'm like, this doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. Every time I drive around any city in our country, it's like, this doesn't work.
That's true. Like in rural Indiana or something, there's like five mattress stores. Like,
okay.
Don't
so
need to be
here's
there.
The deal though. Those five employees, let's just say for sake of argument, they make $20 an hour. Okay.
Okay.
$20 an hour on an 80-hour work week. Okay. Is anybody?
$20.
$20 an hour and a 40-hour work week? And a 40-hour work week. That's what I said. Shut up, Matt.
I was so confused. I was like, why are these guys working 80 hours a week? Like,
well,
this is
there's nobody coming in.
Because how you can't launder money quickly, Matt. Okay, so in a 40-hour work week, it's $800. $800 on, let's just double it. Let's say there's 10 employees. Okay, 10 employees.
It's $8,000.
$8,000.
Times four.
A week, right? Is what we just said?
Yes. Health insurance.
Which, okay, but $650.
They're full-time.
They only have to do 12 mattresses a week between 10 people at $650 on a mattress. And we know some of them are more, right? But, like, I don't know that is...
Health insurance, guys.
Yeah, but health insurance, they don't have to pay for that.
That's 12
if
mattresses right there.
No, they don't. You don't have to.
Are 2,438 mattress firms across the country.
It's only if there's a certain if your business is over a certain amount of
right.
people.
50 people or more, then you have to deal with all those things. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But okay, even if it's more than that, so I guess that you talk about, let's say it's double, they'd have to sell 25. Because then on top of that, you also have your operating costs, you have your rent, you have, you know, insurances.
But the numbers don't back up that they're selling that many mattresses.
So that would be 25 mattresses a week.
You know what I'm saying? It's weekly, right?
Per store. So
they're not selling anywhere near that.
The math
that.
Is changing my mind. Because they're not selling anywhere near that.
Right.
And have you ever met anybody who's worked at a mattress store?
I mean, the one time I went in.
No, no. I mean, like, if you met someone, like, oh, so what do you do for a living?
Outside of the store, no.
Yeah, no, because they're part of the Matrix.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this is, I'm looking at it. It's just a data company's website. Apparently, in Florida, there are 239 mattress firms, a store for every 89,866 people, and that's about 10% of the total number of mattress firms in the state of Florida. And they're saying that there's 89, no, of mattress firms.
Firms.
This is just holy mattress firms.
So there's one for every 89,000 people?
They're saying one for every 89,870,000 people, which
I
is...
I appreciate that they take my comfort for seriously.
Yeah, but Cape Coral has 10. We have
10 mattress stores. We don't have 10 mattress firms.
Correct.
This is just mattress
firms. Okay, that's fair.
We have three.
But if that, like, still, if that's true that there's one for every 89,000 people, we should have three... We should have like 2.5, 3 mattress stores in the city, and we have 10. So you can't tell me something fishy ain't going on.
Okay, now let me play devil's advocate here, though. If they were money laundering and if they were selling drugs or people, whatever we think they're doing, you had said earlier, why would they put them across the street from each other? The same question remains. If you were going to have a money laundering operation, why would you have the two places right across the street from each other?
Well, because you know that, like, two gangs aren't going to use the same one.
It's true. That's true. That's a good point. Somebody's got to own that corner. Gotcha. By the way, I just envisioned one of our three listeners listening to all these numbers and going, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I tried to get us off of it a while ago.
I know.
Yeah, that's fair. I just, the numbers don't add up, and it matters for the mattress thing.
Yes, it does.
They don't add up.
I'm ready to vote.
Mattress.
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 Mafia. Wait.
No, the Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Your subconscious believes it.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Edson know what we were talking about at any point?
Oh, no.
I tuned out when we started doing math. Black
math
magic.
Is this what
math happens
is what
when
swayed
you,
the argument.
That's what happens when you list all the brackets up front.
Right.
Math is a really cool thing. Math is a wonderful thing.
All right, so then the next up, the last of the first round here.
There's more? I thought we were done.
Yeah, we're just getting to the good one.
This is my favorite one, actually. The Denver Airport Conspiracy versus aliens at Area 51.
Oh, Denver Airport all day long.
Denver Airport's virtually proven, guys.
Yeah.
So
also, it's conspiracies. There's more than one associated with the airport.
This is the problem, is that if our audience had been able to be privy to our conversation prior to us,
they would never listen to us.
Also, yes. But prior to us discussing this earlier, I would have said Area 51 hands down would have won this. Since we've talked about it, though, not only is the Denver Airport conspiracy something that's on the radar, I agree with the rest of the guys here that it is a fact. And people should stay away from that airport.
Or
you should visit it because that's what I want to do now, too.
Right. I mean, it is like you've got Illuminati ties.
Right.
Which you have got.
Don't believe in.
Government conspiracy ties.
We just think that it's more likely that the mattress stores.
You've got alien ties.
Right.
I mean, like.
There's tunnels that
all
lead
of
to
these conspiracy theories all like. Have this common ground in the Denver airport.
A murderous horse statue.
Blucifer.
That is Blucifer, and it killed the artist that created it. And then 2 years later, they still put it up in front of the airport.
Yeah,
they weren't
kids,
like, well, this is kind
of
dark now.
Right in front
of the statue killed somebody.
They put it up right next to the Ark of the Covenant, which then it fell down.
But like,
put it back
no,
up
no,
again,
no.
And it fell down again.
The artist kids finish the statue, and then they give it red eyes. Because the original artist's father owned a neon sign store.
Love it.
Like,
you should also Google the picture of the runways. That's
and
beautiful.
As John pointed out, the horse's real name is Mustang, and
in
it's in Denver.
The Broncos exist. You can't have a horse in Denver named Mustang.
Quick, do you know what Denver's real horse mascot name is?
It better not be Mustang.
It's Thunder.
It's way better.
Yeah.
There's a dedication capstone in the airport that you would assume is given credit to, like, you know, the city of Denver or the state of Colorado. But the first name listed on this stone as a contributor to the organization called the New World Airport Commission. Guys, the New World Airport Commission has never on paper existed. And yet it's on the capstone of this airport.
And yes, please Google an image, like a satellite image of the airport and its runways, and tell me that this conspiracy theory is not true.
And do yourself a favor. Read up as much as you can on this conspiracy theory, because it is in-depth.
It's in-depth. It's amazing. And if you go to Denver Airport's own website, they have a section devoted to this conspiracy theory.
It says, don't worry about it. It's fine. Move on. All right, so we ready to vote?
Well, I mean, I feel like we haven't really discussed Area 51 at all.
Everybody knows Area 51, right?
Yeah,
Area 51 exists.
I mean, I did live in Roswell, just saying.
We've admitted to that, but we don't know if there's aliens there or not. Could there be? Yeah, for sure.
There's definitely aliens.
Agreed.
Whether they live off this planet or not, there are definitely aliens in that area. Just saying.
Let's vote.
So for me, it's definitely going to be the Denver Airport.
Denver Airport.
It is a Denver airport, but it sucks because I really would like to dig into Area 51, but Denver airport is so much more interesting to me.
They won't let you on to dig.
What if we do this, guys? What if we get a bunch of people together and we storm it? I think it can only end well, right?
Yes, it'll definitely work.
Cool.
Oh, wait.
Denver.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Denver on this one.
All right.
So with that round concluded, we are going to go ahead and
12 hours later.
JFK assassination versus the moon landing.
Oh, how did that happen? Did you do one versus two?
Oh, you're right. I did that wrong.
It's like he's never done a bracket before.
I have not.
No, it's just the same way you always
do. 7 months.
I know. Seriously, cut me some slack.
Okay, you know what? Fair point.
We're going to do JFK versus the Denver airport.
Can we go back one?
Yeah, no, now.
How about that moon landing?
Believable conspiracy theory.
I get that it's the conspiracy part of the JFK assassination is really just which organization killed the president.
Which makes it very believable conspiracy theory.
Right. But to me, at that point, it's not really even a conspiracy theory. Like,
well, I don't know. Denver's not even trying to hide theirs.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You know, good point.
But that's a great plan. That's what they want you to think.
Hide it out in the open.
We're embracing misleading.
Right.
I think that's what's it. Like, there is so much depth to
the tunnels underneath.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's so much depth to the Denver airport conspiracy theory, but there's also, like, a lot of things to back that up. Like, each thing is like, no, they say, like, this is the sign for the Australia antigen, which is the Illuminati's, like, weapon for the genocide. But really, it's like, the atomic symbols for silver and gold, which was the mining industry in Colorado. Like, the way they can just play it off so easily. It's like, oh, okay, like, that makes sense, but also...
Well, I mean, you always have to have a cover story.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think, like... I don't think Kennedy was assassinated by just one guy that wanted him.
No, of course not. Because then why would Jack Ruby have killed Lee Harvey Oswald? What would be the motivation behind that?
Right? A jerk.
But they had to get rid of the guy. So you think it's the mob?
I think it's the mob. I think it was a mob hit. And that the U.S. government didn't want to admit that their president got killed in a mob hit.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yep.
I mean, it would be bad. But I feel like the government would then just... They'd have to be working hand in hand on it. Because then the government would just go after the mob. If they really wanted to, they could do that.
Well,
they could, except for they didn't. How weak do you look as a nation where you're trying to show the world, hey, look, we are the ultimate world power, right? And that's a crucial point in American history.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where we are trying to prove to the world we're the ultimate power. And your president gets killed in a mob hit? You can't let anyone know that, even if it means letting the mob.
Right. Even if they want to like take care of the mob, they're not doing it publicly. They'll take the
true.
They're not taking the PR hit.
But that's a PR hit. Well,
no. What they
the
do
big
is
PR hit.
See, here's the thing, though. It's like a lot of those mafia people
the mobs
got really close
like,
to the Clintons.
Oh, the government's
and now they
after
don't
us.
Exist.
It's ipso facto. Yeah, I get where you're coming from with that. I don't know. I think the U.S. government stood to get the most. I do think it was a joint effort. I do. But
here's my argument against the JFK assassination over Denver Airport, though. In the 20 minutes that we talked about it, three of us who had never heard about the Denver Airport conspiracies are completely sold on it. I think that if more people knew about the Denver conspiracies, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a real thing. And which would make it, to me,
more believable
and should advance because
okay.
that it's a better conspiracy theory that is probably true.
So that's more believable than one dude on his own killing the president?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And then that dude got killed by somebody else immediately afterwards.
Yeah. Also, yes.
That's just coincidence, just
well,
some guy with an
not somebody who, like, was a Secret Service agent, right?
Yeah,
like, this is, like, after he was taken into custody for no reason whatsoever, somebody from the mob killed him real quick.
Maybe Jack was just a big fan of JFK.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he was popular.
He was.
And the first half of that is much more, like, yes, somebody went rogue who had access to guns and killed somebody. Now, I realize it's the president, but it's also not the way we think of it today. He was riding in a convertible.
Yeah.
Like, he was out in the open. That part's totally believable.
They were driving. So, like, there's a lot of things that are.
Oh, yeah.
Not just riding in a convertible, like, sitting on.
Could have hit the president.
He was an elevated target.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had the higher ground.
He did.
Well, not to Lee.
I'm just saying, I feel like the Denver conspiracy is a better argument as a believable conspiracy over the JFK assassination.
Now, if your argument was that you believe it's more believable because it's just a known fact, then I'd probably lean that way because it's not a conspiracy theory anymore.
Yeah, that's what's tough for me because there is no definitive answer of like who put the hit out on JFK. But to me, like it really is just a question of like which group of people wanted him dead. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, but you know, like there's a conspiracy that it was a mob hit or like there are always groups of people that want the sitting president to not be the sitting president.
And he had his no shortage of enemies as it was anyway. So
right. So it's not a surprise that an assassination attempt was made. And to me, it's just a question of which group was it? To me, I don't know.
Right, which makes it not a conspiracy theory
right.
so much as you're just trying to figure out
who done it.
The official story is it's not a group of people. It was one person
right.
who acted alone. So it is a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not just him by himself, Lee Harvey right. Oswald, then it's a conspiracy. The thing with the Denver airport, which I went way down that rabbit hole and am now very interested in it, and we'll do more reading at some point. But
you should too, kids. Not kids. That's
not nope, not you children. I don't even know what the full conspiracy is, that it's the headquarters, I guess, of the New World Order, I guess is the main
who we don't believe in.
Because
it's less
just kind
believable.
Of like it's just kind of like there's there's a bunch of weird stuff attached to this airport. Mm-hmm. Is really the stuff that's known. Does it all point in one direction?
Well, I don't know. Your capstone does.
Yeah, the New World Airport Society or Commission.
Yeah.
We started carving and go, oh, wait, we can't put our name on this.
The New World Airport Commission.
No one will ever put that, pin that one on us.
O, I can make that into a C. That's fine. It doesn't need to say order. You can say commission. It's fine. What was the thing that you had read about the percentage of funds?
Yeah, so 1% of all
like
1% public
of
works.
All public works projects in the city of Denver have to be dedicated towards art, purchasing and acquiring art for the airport.
Which is really weird.
So is the art.
But also, at what point is the airport full of art and where's that money going now?
Right. Downstairs. To NORAD.
Tunnels.
Yeah. See, there's...
To decorate those tunnels.
There are just so many things that point to like this... This is a conspiracy theory. Like, this has all the right stuff to be a conspiracy theory. To me, the JFK assassination really is just a question of who done it. It's not a conspiracy theory to me. It's just like, who was it that put the hit out on him?
I feel like we should vote on this.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
So we will...
So I'll start Denver.
I also would say Denver.
I also will say Denver.
So it doesn't matter what I say.
Matt, as usual.
I'm going to go JFK.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
Oh, good. So when it doesn't matter, you're still going to pick the wrong one.
I know. Happens a lot. Like when I said, we should have Ed sitting on this podcast. Wrong.
Wrong. All right. Last up for this round, the moon landing versus mattress firm.
Mattress firm.
Oh, I knew that was. I was waiting for Matt to just jump on that. I'll jump on that mattress.
Let's not just say mattress firm. Let's say mattress stores.
Mattress stores.
Right. Mattress stores are a front.
For all of other... them.
Yes.
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 Not. Okay. Listen. I'm gonna say not Joe's Mattress Depot. That's there's one store.
See, the thing is, I would believe more about Joe's Mattress Depot being a front than all of them. Like,
see, not like no.
Mattress firm?
You gotta have a coordinated effort.
United front. You can't have that many. There's so many of them. You don't have that many of a one-off, independently owned mattress place. But you have three mattress firms.
Yeah, you got Mattress Firm, City Mattress, Rooms to Go.
Well, Rooms to Go sells all sorts of furniture.
Well, right, but they
and
are
so, like,
also
Rooms
a mattress
to Go
store.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But they're cutting in on some of the business too, guys.
But you got Mattress Firm. What's the other mattress? Mattress Giant, Mattress Land, Mattress. I don't remember what the
other. I don't know. I told you. I've only been in one once.
I would
buy
be
one
shocked.
Mattress.
I would be shocked to find out that standalone mattress stores control more than 30% of the mattress market.
Yeah. Honestly. And now you've got Amazon sells them. I mean, IKEA has a huge selection.
Walmart.
Nectar, Casper.
Purple,
like
the one that's on Ben Shapiro.
Sure,
whatever. That
probably
is.
Casper or Purple,
something. I don't know. I feel like
Rooms to Go, City. Like,
yeah, there are too many mattress stores, and you don't
there's
like
too many non-mattress stores places that you can buy mattresses.
Right. That is the point, right there.
Yes,
is I don't believe Rooms to Go is part of this conspiracy.
No.
I believe that mattress...
No, any, like, furniture, even, like, was
that makes
Bayer's
sense.
Furniture
yeah.
is another
yeah, Bayer's
one, like,
Furniture, El Dorado Furniture.
That place
yeah, there's
is weird, though.
That place is weird.
So weird.
But they got some cool tables.
What's the other one called?
No, there's too many non-mattress stores that are taking up chunks of the mattress store game for the mattress, for the number of mattress stores that exist to be valid.
Yeah.
Fair. I would definitely believe that over the moon landing not happening.
Yeah, and now this is where I would take John's argument from earlier of there were too many people involved or whoever said that. Like, there were too many people involved in the moon landing to fake it. Like, this is where I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But mattress stores, like, there are too many mattress stores and too many other companies or types of store that cut into that for there to be that many mattress stores
even
and
though,
profitable.
Even though you have that many people doing who work for mattress stores and stuff, they're most of them are employees, so they don't care where their paychecks come from.
Yep.
Okay, so that's what I was gonna say. Every time I've heard someone bring this up as a conspiracy theory, the only thing I ever hear is it just doesn't make sense. Like, how can you sell that many mattresses? Like, that's nobody knows what they're actually doing. There's not even like, okay, it's human trafficking, is it money laundering, is it drugs? Everybody has a million different things. With the moon landing, like, they have details of what they think, why they think it's fake, which I think the ambiguity leads to the fact that it's a little more believable because it's hidden.
I would say the conspiracy theory, yeah, is basically like, this doesn't add up. There's something else going on here.
Yeah.
Which I fully believe.
Mattress. I'm voting. Yeah. I'm ready.
Mattress.
Take that, mattress firm. Come and get us.
Avery.
My name is Matt Swearingen.
Tell them.
Avery?
Mattress.
So 5-0 mattress?
Mattress.
Moving on. All right. So for the last thing, wow, I'm actually surprised here. The,
Oh.
No.
We have to choose.
But they're 1 and 2. They're 1 and 2, so it doesn't matter.
Are there any mattress stores in the airport?
Oh! I'm on it.
I feel like it's
somewhere
at least
in
80% chance that yes, there is a city mattress.
There's got to be like a city mattress or a mattress firm in the Denver airport.
In which case, we just call that the winner, right? We call that specific store the winner, and we shut it down.
I thought I was going to have to stop typing because it popped up with the like Google search thing, and I thought it said Denver Airport Mattress Store, and I was going to like, that's it. We're done. We leave here. But it said Denver, Colorado. No, I want to see if there's actually one there. It does not appear as if there is a mattress. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's one in the airport.
Not above ground level.
You know what?
But on one of the 6 known sub-levels of the Denver airport.
You're going to need a mattress on the way to the bug-out bunker.
The Illuminati needs to sleep, too.
It's a great mattress conspiracy.
Do they, though?
So apparently, from this article anyway, the great mattress conspiracy is specific to mattress firm.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's see where the closest mattress firm is to the Denver airport. I mean, there's one not too far. It's on Tower Road. But in just the map that I'm looking at of Denver, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wait a minute. There's 10 there. There's 10 in Cape Coral.
I just can't get over the fact that there's 4 mattress firms in Cape Coral. Like,
well,
just
the math
firms.
Says we should have 3. Because if there's one for every 89,000 people, and we have more than 190,000 people, so it would be 2 plus.
Yeah.
So that'd be 3.
We have 4.
I understand. Plus 1 more. I don't know.
The Denver airport being the headquarters of the New World Order. Oof.
Why do we think they would headquarter in Denver?
I read it online.
Why wouldn't they?
Altitude for their subterrain.
I think altitude is a factor.
Global flooding.
I mean, we know that villains usually hollow out the sides of volcanoes.
Mountains, volcanoes.
So
okay.
why not a mountain? So it's so easy. You just build into instead of down.
Right.
I mean, it practically builds itself.
I mean, altitude.
Okay, so
for
check mark
your...
for believable.
Yeah. Planning. I don't know.
It's in the mountains, right? So you can fly in and out pretty undetected. Plus, the cover of an airport helps.
I just feel like...
Cover of an airport is huge. If it's a new world order, you got people flying in from all over the world for meetings all the time. Well, it's not a big deal. It's just an airport.
Yeah, right. International airport.
Coming and going,
it's not like
no
they
big
all
deal.
Came to this specific building downtown.
Right.
It's like they all came to the Denver airport.
Yeah.
Which is so easy to make it
lost
that you have
in.
A layover there.
And because it's a big place, like, you'll never notice someone going into the secret elevators.
They don't all have to have tunnels. Even traveled and spent time in Denver. They just have to have had a layover there.
Right. Or they live there in one of the underground layers.
Yes.
With the snake people.
I was going to say lizard people, but yeah, that'll work.
Was that a layer or a lair?
Yes. Like onions.
I'm just saying, I feel like the Denver airport's a much
and
better conspiracy.
And the skiing nearby is pretty good.
Right?
Rich people ski.
Evil people ski. Ipso facto. Rich, evil people ski.
Ergo, Proctor Hawk.
Just throwing the also, in guys.
And furthermore.
There's way too many mattress stores.
Yes! There's so many. There's so many.
We've done the math. It doesn't add up. There's no way they're making it financially. And yet, when was the last time you saw one close?
Never. Never. But I've seen a Wendy's close.
So
I've
like
seen a Burger King close.
Yes. So you're telling me that well, not Burger only are King there this valid. Many, but like they're all well run?
Right.
I don't. I'm just...
Because for that purchase that you make once every 8 years, is it really that big of a difference whether you have to drive like 3 minutes or 3 minutes and 12 seconds to get to the nearest mattress firm?
Right. And do they have different inventory? Like, is this one like a lower level one? They have to go to the higher mattresses over that one? Maybe they have. Okay, so here's the other thing. Maybe they have to have so many locations because the beds themselves take up a lot of space. And so instead of having one gigantic location, they have multiple smaller locations.
No.
Nope.
I don't believe it.
Because Murphy beds are a thing. You could have walls of beds that fold down.
Well, and also that just what we've already talked about the fact that they're paying crazy amounts for rent.
Yes.
Why would you pay multiple pieces of rent?
And with the number of employees they usually have working at a time, they could easily like have mattresses stood up and pull them down and let you try them. So I don't think the whole, like, it takes up a lot of space is a good argument.
Listen, it's literally the only thing I can think of.
Because it's for sure that something's happening there.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. But, hold on. It's also for sure 100% something's happening in the Denver airport.
Also, yes.
I cannot wait to listen to this episode.
So which one is more believable? I have no idea.
Yes, the answer is yes. I don't know if I can choose.
I was going to say, since, you know, he already screwed it up by reading the whole list at the start anyway,
right, you know,
new year, new me, whatever, like, we could have our first ever Fights of the Round Table tie.
We can't.
No,
we
you cannot.
Can't. We can't. That's the whole thing. We have to choose.
It's not well, I don't want to choose.
Because well, if I had table. To choose is basically our tagline.
True.
Yeah. That and what was the other one again?
So just to start us off, I'll start us off. I think the Denver airport is my vote for the best.
Not best.
Or the most believable conspiracy.
See, that's... I'm saying what you just said is my action. Denver is the best. Mattress is more believable. So it's mattress.
So Avery's picking mattress.
So...
Matt.
Chris.
Matt. Well, hold on. Now there is a... There is a thought process that you could have a store like a mattress store that is consistently losing money to take the loss and write the losses off against the expenses. And you would be able to make money that way. I don't know if it's sustainable long term, but
so far,
if you're laundering money.
Yeah, if you're laundering money.
Mattresses apparently have like at least a 50% markup.
So isn't that in itself laundering money?
Well, but I mean, think about it. You could easily make sales. It'd be so easy to launder money through that because you could just like make these made up sales and just throw away inventory.
You don't even have that inventory because they don't stock it in house.
Also true.
You just never make the delivery of the goods. That
you would just have to fudge the numbers on the back end when you do your inventories in that each year or quarter or whatever. But that would be so easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that would be so easy to do.
This is like the equivalent of in Arrested Development when they took a banana and then they took a dollar and they threw the banana
And then
away.
Honestly, to say like, because all you really have to do to fudge those numbers is you have to say that we are selling an average of 3.2 mattresses a day mm-hmm. instead of 2 mattresses a day.
Right. Yeah.
And it's but the like, mattress doesn't even exist.
No.
And you can say, oh, we offer a better discount if they pay cash.
Yeah.
So right. they're cash sales. I mean, it really, it would be so easy. Be so easy to make those numbers work.
So what you're
but
saying...
But they don't. But they don't actually
they
don't work.
Oh, no. I mean, no. like, on the back end. To
I know.
Like,
right. That's what I'm
off,
saying, though.
Write off enough in the losses so right. that you cover, you know, you can write those off or whatever. And you are still making profit to where you can keep the lights on. And you can easily launder that money from whatever enterprise they're in. Drugs, human trafficking, weapons, whatever. I can't believe I am saying this right now, for the record. This is ridiculous.
But it's not.
Except that it's not.
But it's not. It's not ridiculous.
Because look how easy it would be for I walk into a mattress store and I say, okay, I would like to buy a mattress. Here's $600 cash. And they go, okay, no problem. Your mattress will be delivered on Tuesday. I never get a mattress. There's no mattress to give me, but they have $600. And I'm now taking the $600 that I had.
And you're not going to report that because you were doing it to launder the money.
Exactly. They do it. They pay their sales tax that they've earned.
But at the same time, they practically wrote their name on the airport.
The New World Order port.
Right? They're both so good.
I mean, Mattress Firm that we're aware of has never had a murderous horse statue.
True.
Or underground layers.
Or underground layers.
And I know the art is super weird. I'm just arguing for Mattress Firm now is part of this. But, like, art's always so weird. So, like, the Denver airport having weird art to me is kind of like... Yeah.
That's actually not true.
They,
modern
they
art is so
just
weird.
Have art.
Like, yeah, I mean, did you look at the murals?
Oh, no, they're so creepy.
I did not actually look at the murals.
They are end time murals.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. They are end time murals.
I'm just saying, I feel like the Denver airport conspiracy theory is a better conspiracy theory.
All right. I don't know why we're listening to these two. They've already voted. They don't count.
I am going. I'm going mattress.
That's two
I'm
for
going
mattress.
Denver.
Two
it's
for
John's
Denver.
Decision.
Wait, no. Who's voting? Wait, what are the votes?
It's tied.
It's 2-2. It's all up to you.
You guys suck. Yes. You're the worst.
Yes. I'm so happy.
Should have gotten in there early.
Josh was just waiting for me to vote so he could vote the opposite way.
It didn't matter what Matt said. Did not matter at all. That was not going to be the deciding factor in this one.
I've been half asleep for most of this round.
Edson's been asleep for the last
20
minutes.
I want
so.
Both of these to win because they are both so good.
But if you had to choose... Which you do.
By the way, if there was a mattress firm in Denver, I would allow a tie.
go with your head, not with your heart.
If there was a mattress firm
you mean
in
the
airport.
Airport,
yes.
Yeah, what I
if said. Just in Denver. Oh, yeah, no, I'm like, there's no. probably like, no, there's 10 of them in Denver.
Yes, there's Denver. I know. In my head, the only thing
that
matters.
If there was one in the airport, we would have just said, right. that's the winner.
And
that
I'm
specific
saying,
store is the winner.
That's right.
And that's how you get to the headquarters.
I'm saying just Denver because in my head now, the only thing that matters there is the airport.
We would
nothing
just,
else.
We would just combine them and be like, the new conspiracy theory is that the mattress firms exist to fund the New World Order, which is headquartered out of the Denver airport.
The new Mattress World Order.
So what are you going to choose there, Dobson?
For all the marbles.
Guys, I don't think you realize how hard of a decision this is for me right now.
Yes, I do. That's why I had to jump into whatever he said. I went the opposite.
I didn't realize two people had already voted, or else I would have done the same.
Snooze, you lose.
You gotta be quicker than that.
Oh, man.
Since we are going most believable, I'm gonna have to say mattress.
Aww.
That's ridiculous. I don't even know what I voted for.
I don't actually either.
So the number one winner of most believable is
I think
the Denver airport.
I like
close. Right.
I want that. Like I want it to be the Denver airport, but we spent so much time on the numbers for the mattress stores and it like it would sense. Be so easy to run money through those. Like yes. it just makes sense. Like,
all right.
That is the easiest for me to believe.
I just want our
but so is the Denver airport.
I want to close this out by our listeners knowing that should any of us suddenly decide to commit suicide, we didn't actually kill ourselves. I'm going to say that right now.
It was the Clintons.
Facts.
And the new World Airport Commission.
New World or Airport Commission.
Sponsored by Mattress Firm.
And Blucifer.
And Blucifer. All right. Well, that about does it, thankfully. Hope you guys enjoyed our first episode back, unless we decide to record another one and then post that one first, and this will be our second episode back. So I guess
that
we'll
would
see.
Never happen.
All right, all. Thank you for joining us, and tell your friends, or, you know, don't.
Bye. It's up to you.
Nobody cared about the rest of us either.
Moon landing.
That's not what we're doing.
Oh, my bad.
And we're back.